Young Lion's Prey, written by Andrew Mackay and narrated by Angus Freethy. Chapter 1. The two armoured cars crawled up the steep and winding road at little more than walking speed. The snow blizzard was blowing so hard that the driver of the first vehicle could barely see a dozen metres in front of him. He instinctively slowed down as he carefully manoeuvred his vehicle around the hairpin bend at the summit of the Knock, the highest hill near Hereward.
"Teufel!"
The driver slammed on the brakes as he almost collided with a lorry that had crashed into a tree.
"Bamberger!"
the armoured car commander shouted from the turret hatch.
"Yes, Feldwebel,"
the driver replied.
"Pull in just after the lorry,"
the sergeant in command of the patrol ordered.
"Jawohl!"
Bamberger drove past the lorry and slowly brought the armoured car to a halt 50 metres beyond the stranded vehicle.
"Keep the motor running,"
the sergeant ordered.
"I'm going to find out if we can help."
"Very good, Feldwebel,"
Bamberger acknowledged. The sergeant climbed down from the turret and walked towards the second armoured car that had pulled in after him.
"Carl, I'm going to find out if we can help,"
he informed the commander.
"I might come as well, Feldwebel, if that's all right with you,"
Unteroffizier Karl Zapp suggested.
"It would be good to stretch my legs."
Feldwebel Ernst Kammer nodded.
"Yeah, that's fine, Karl, but keep your motor running. We don't want our engines to freeze up."
"Jawohl, Feldwebel."
Zapp gave the necessary orders to his driver and then climbed down from his turret to catch up with the patrol commander. Kammer spotted the rank badges on the shoulders of the officer standing beside the stranded lorry.
"Ah, SS," he swore under his breath. "Just my bloody luck."
"Trouble, Feldwebel?"
Zapp asked as he caught up. Kammer shrugged his shoulders.
"Yeah, you could say that. It's an SS lorry."
He pointed towards the crashed vehicle with his chin.
"Yeah, bastards," Zapp sneered. "We should let the swine freeze to death."
Kammer shook his head.
"Too late, Karl. They've spotted us. We've no choice now. We have to help."
Zapp grimaced.
"That's a shame, Feldwebel, but you know what they say."
"What's that?"
"The devil looks after his own."
"Good of you to stop, Feldwebel,"
the SS officer said as Kammer approached.
"My pleasure, sir,"
Kammer saluted as he reached the captain.
"What happened?"
"Ah, my fool of a driver was driving too fast around the corner and crashed into a tree."
"Was anyone hurt, sir?"
"No, Feldwebel, no people. Only a couple of black shirts and my pride, of course."
The stormtrooper officer pointed at a fascist militiaman who had a sling around his right arm.
"Oh, your men are scurries."
Kammer's eyebrows were raised with surprise.
"My men are the scum of the earth, Feldwebel. That's what they are,"
the captain explained.
"They're the scrapings from the bottom of the barrel. However, my regiment are short of men, and the local black shirt unit are short of officers. So, needs must."
"Oh, marriage of convenience, then, sir,"
Kammer suggested sympathetically.
"Yeah, just so, Feldwebel. A temporary marriage of convenience, I might add, and as soon as reinforcements arrive from the fatherland, I'll apply for an immediate divorce."
Kammer did not reply. What could he say? The chances of any SS or army reinforcements arriving in the foreseeable future were slim, as Russia was the top priority for all replacements and resources. Occupied Britain was considered to be a backwater and a soft posting, and languished at the bottom of a long list of possible reinforcement destinations. The stormtrooper broke the awkward silence.
"Would it be possible for you to pull us out, Feldwebel?"
Kammer looked at the stranded lorry, and then back towards his two stationary armoured cars.
"No problem, sir. We should have you out quicker than you can say Black Forest Ghetto."
"Yeah, I'm glad to hear it, Feldwebel,"
the captain patted Kammer's shoulder.
"In the meantime, could I invite your men to share the meagre comforts of our bonfire? I fear that if they don't, they'll run the risk of freezing to death."
Kammer looked at the half-dozen black shirts who were warming their hands around an impressive-looking fire. It appeared as if the Askaris had been stranded at the top of the hill for quite some time.
"What an excellent idea, sir."
Kammer ordered his men to attach a steel towing cable from the rear of his vehicle to the back of the lorry. He instructed an identical cable to be attached from the front of his armoured car to the rear of Zapp's vehicle. At a given signal, both of the armoured cars slowly accelerated.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?